Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Yay! My birthday was April the 2nd, and I turned 42, and I am so excited. I've always been excited about my birthday, and it's not one of those things where I go and, you know, yell it to the world. But I'm like, you know what? I made it around the sun one more year. So I'm just happy.
You know, tell that to your skin. You must get carded everywhere. That's crazy.
You know what? It really hadn't been that bad. But with the pandemic, it has. Because my face is covered. Like, you know, over here. And so we had went to the ABC store, the liquor store, the Red Dot store, if you're down in South Carolina. And we called the Red Dot store because it doesn't have a name. You look up on the sign, it just has a big red dot. That's how you know it's the ABC store. And so...
Is that a liquor store?
Yes. Liquor store. Yeah.
Keith, are you familiar with that?
It sounds like a thing over there.
Yeah. It's a southern thing. Yeah, I just call it the ABC store or the Red Dot store, depending on, you know, where you are. Down here in other places might call it everything else. And something before I go on, something that confused me, when people up north, particularly in the Washington, D.C. area, would say they're from the DMV, I'd be like, you at the fucking Department of Motor Vehicles. That shit don't make no sense. And they was like, no, ma'am. That's not what that means.
What does it mean?
Oh, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland area. So instead of saying, you know, I'm from these areas, they kind of condense them and they call it the DMV area.
Ew, why would you even want to associate yourself with that? And also, I love how Southern you are that you call DC North. Okay.
It is North. Like, for me, it is North.
It's such a line.
Above the Mason-Dixon line. So it is North. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned. And so for me, when I had went to the ABC store, because I wear like these braids because my mother-in-law normally does my hair and I miss her doing my hair. And I can't wait to get my second fucking shot because I told her, I said, whenever I get my shot, I'm going to wait 2 weeks. And her and my father-in-law been had their shots. And so I told her, I was like, the most I'm going to do is visit y'all. I said, because I've already said I'm going to have a front porch summer. I went from in the house to front porch. And that's about as far as I'm going to go because I'm not venturing outside with the rest of these fools. I mentally can't do it right now. And so I'll be glad when she gets to do my hair again. But I've been doing my own hair and I just been rushing it and putting any of these plaits. And I forget that I look like a little kid with a big mask on and like all these plaits on my head. So we went to the ABC store and the lady was like, ma'am, can I see your license? I looked around like, who, me? She was like, yes. She was like, I only see your plaits. She said, I'm not sure if you're of age. I want to be sure that you can be in here. I'll say, I'll show you my license. I don't mind.
Let me tell you something. White people would love if they put their hair in pigtails and they start getting carded. That doesn't exactly happen.
That doesn't exist.
So I love that.
She was looking at me like, are you supposed to be in here? I am legally supposed to be in here.
Like twice I'm legally.
Yes, yeah. I am double that.
Yeah.
And so my birthday was wonderful. Thank you for wishing me happy birthday. It was wonderful. It was Friday. And what was funny, though, my mama, she called me. Well, my aunt, she called me. And when she adopted me, she was 40 when she adopted me. So it was like a 40-year-old having a 9-month-old because she got me when I was 9 months. So basically, it was like 40-year-old having a child. So she was like, she asked me how old I was because, you know, you get to a certain age. She's in her 80s now. I don't mind her not knowing my age. Shit, that time, I'm a year or two off. But the bulk of the year, me and Roger is the same age. And
please, so I thought my grandfather was 80 years old his entire life. If we're going to start getting offended by that, like, no worries. I'll fill you in on how old I am every year.
I have no problem with that. Because in my mind, as you know, I'm an adult, so I understand getting older and things like that. But when I was young, my mama was just old. I didn't know what old was.
Who cares?
You're older than me and you're ancient, you know. Anything over the age of 18 or 21, you're about to die tomorrow in my book when I was a kid.
If you get to tell me what to do, I don't have to do the math about how old you are.
Right. I just don't care at all. And so She asked me how old I was. I told her, and she told me I was turning into an old lady. I was like, "Ooh, if I'm turning into an old lady, what does that mean for you?" So I had family members call. I had friends call. That was exciting. And I went to one of our favorite, well, I didn't go to, one of our favorite places we like to go to down here is this place called Burton's. And I think they're a little bit of everywhere, but I know here it's called Burton's. And normally what me and Roger do, we go there, we eat a nice meal, we drink, and I get like a dessert, and then we just have a good time. We wouldn't able to do that, so we got it to go. And so I enjoyed that, and I got some ice cream from Dairy Queen, but I was a little disappointed because I ended up getting a blizzard. Mm-hmm. But I did not know that they had like a Snickers blizzard. Okay. Which actually sounds good, but I didn't know that the Snickers was going to be hard. So it was like ice cream with rocks in it. And I was like, this is not good. So I told Roger to give me a redo. I said I sucked on my birthday. So, and then what was so bad, I ended up finishing the rest of his because he felt bad because I didn't like mine. Mine was terrible.
Look at this. Everyone wants to know how Karen stays so happy and cheery. And this is why. She's like, I got to have a great birthday. My mom called. I got dessert. Life's good. Yes. There were rocks in my dessert. And then my husband gave meat / I took his. The end. Grateful. And we're moving on. Happy birthday.
But you get a whole new birthday because at the end you like tripped or something?
No. I got an extension on the ice cream. Okay. So what I did was that I was like, oh, my ice cream is terrible. So I woke up the next day and I was like, this ice cream is terrible. I want to redo on my birthday ice cream.
Okay.
So we went to this place called Two Scoops that is absolutely fucking delicious. And so when you go in there, they have like all these, they have like Cookie Monster ice cream and Strawberry Blondie. And I think they make them in-house. It's absolutely delicious. They make all their own waffle cones and things like that. Mm. So I ended up making up for my birthday. So I was happy with that. And yeah. So yeah, it don't take a lot to make me happy.
Already
really
perfect.
It doesn't take a lot to make me happy.
You already had to redo. When I fucked up Steak and Blowjob Day, I had to put it on the calendar 2 weeks later to make it up. So
yeah, if you were dating, I'd put this, I'd put that in your bio. My mom could call me an ice cream. Perfect birthday. Yes. I'm calling this girl up.
And it's easy. Because one thing about me, I'm really, really laid back. When people talk about this, the simple things, it really is. Because I love like peanut M&Ms. So a lot of times Roger will surprise me with a big old bag of a peanut M&Ms. So it's the little things that could actually bring me joy. I like more complex things too. But I'm like, I'm the type of person to go, oh, you took the time out of your busy day to think about me.
See, that's like, what, like, the first, that's why Keith is great on the first three dates, as we learned when he was dating. He did that. And I think, like, people forget that you're still dating for the rest of your life. So, you know, he remembered whatever movie thing, candy that this person wanted. Right. And it's like, remember that 5 years later, and it'll bring that joy. Like, somebody took the time to think about you. So yeah. Keith, what do you bring to Kyle if you're like, I thought about you? Or is it too hard with the
Well, when I was dating, I found eyeliner? Out this one broad wanted or not wanted, she liked Whoppers. So I assume it's all chicks. So I bring Kyle Whoppers.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah.
I like the dark chocolate ones.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, we almost didn't have the show today because our cable box is cutting up. So we had to tell them to reschedule because our cable box is doing this weird, funky thing where it either doesn't record at all periodically. And there's no rhyme or reason. It either you record it and the whole thing blank, or either you record it and it gets 10 minutes in and then the rest of it's blank. Or you record it and it waits to like the last 2 minutes of the show and then the rest of us blank. And oh so God. It has been driving us nuts for the past week.
Oh,
so,
my God. Did you maybe have another flood? And now this is the result of it. You guys seem to like floods. It's like Noah's Ark over there. You're just trying to start over every day.
I have no idea. And so we had called for a cable box. They sent the cable box. And now The cable box is having problems connecting. And so Roderick's been on the phone with the people going, yes, I reset it. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did that. Yes, I did this.
Yeah, he's still talking to...
you can reboot it again. He has more of the patience for that type of thing.
He's still talking to a bot at that point. You know, they're just like, okay, restart. Okay, I did that. Okay, press this button and hold it for 10 seconds, just like at random. And then at the end, you speak to someone and they're like, oh, let me zap something for you. Then have random zaps. So then they zap you and then it starts again or gets faster or whatever. And you're like, this is a scam. I don't know what your fucking scam is. And I'm dying to get off the phone at this point. So you win. But it's a scam. Just you know that I know that it's a scam. Goodbye.
Yeah, yes, we both know that you wasted my time. But I had to realize this. The reason why they have the bots, because a lot of people that call them are dumb. A lot of people, 70% of the problems is that you plug it and replug it. And most people do that and it fixes the problem, you know. But Roger is the type of person, he's been on work through all those things before you got to him. So it's like you're really just wasting his time.
Yeah. But I don't know if you remember this. When we were younger and you called customer service, you got right to a person. And then all of a sudden, they started with press one to do this, press two to do that. I don't know. You get rid of like a lot of the same answers. It's like having a fax page on your frequently asked questions on your website, because it's like, hey, why don't you check this? This could all be over for both of us if we just do this first.
Yes, and I understand that. So they was going to come in today about 3 or 4. And Roger was like, no, because I know how this is. You'll tell me this is a 10 to 15 minute trip. Demand to get in here. We have to watch your butt crack as you bend over and squat and go around and be like, nope, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. Wait a minute. Let me go outside. So I was like, nah. So we had them come in tomorrow, because I was like, me recording with them is very important. And it's the cable. But I guarantee you, they're going to be like, let's fuck with the internet. Because this, for some reason, all that important stuff is connected, you know.
Yeah.
So I was
this
like,
this is for our very important people, the VIPs. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely important.
I would
gonna
not
have to wait for that ice cream and butt crack tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah. I can't wait.
Celebration. Absolutely.
Yes, at least it's going to be early in the morning, you know. So perfect timing. And, you know, at least it have fresh drawers on and they won't be late on in the afternoon.
Smart.
You know, when you look at from that perspective, it's a plus, you know, for my
there
mom.
There it is. Silver lining, no clouds.
Yes, yes.
And, fresh butt crack.
Yes. Morning dew, apparently. So everything is good. And one more thing, and then we're going to get to the stars of the show. I did order me another something that has to do with game. Because I have a Switch, which is like a Game Boy thing. Mm-hmm. But they have them where you could actually connect it to your telephone. And so they have one for the Apple phone called a Backbone One. And you take this contraption and you connect it to your phone. And with that, I can play from my Xbox One. I can play from my PlayStation all on my telephone. I absolutely love it.
You and Rod are going to get along even more. That is fantastic. Also, what a sign of, listen, the bathroom's taking longer as I get older. I'm going to need to take this mobile here.
Yes, yes. You get bored. You can play the same games. And it is so much fun, because I got it yesterday. And I tell Roderick that he has to put up with me is a lot. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I know sometimes I could be a lot.
It's a good way. You're
and
a lot.
So, and so I was tracking it, because I was like, I ordered it and I couldn't wait for it to get here. So, you know, and I was terrible. Every time they sent a thing, I was like, okay, it's here. So they came by and then they couldn't deliver it. And so then I was obsessing over it. I was like, but they said they came by. I don't understand. We were here. We don't go anywhere. I was like, it's okay. It's all right. Wait till Monday. We'll go to the post.
Oh, you are such a pain in the ass. He doesn't hit you? Oh my God. Such patience.
Right. He was like, calm. I was like, okay, I'll calm down. And then it came yesterday. So then I was happy. So, but that was my birthday present to me. So I actually purchased myself that. And so I was really excited. More gaming shit. See, this is the things you can spend your money on when you don't have children. I tell everybody that. Yes. We are two humongous kids. Enough about me and how I've been doing. Let's talk about the stars of the show. How have your week been, guys?
Well, speaking of which, I got a new TV. I can't remember the last time I bought a TV. Woo-hoo! The last time I bought a TV was probably the first time I bought a flat screen. I didn't know. I'm like, I think I'm going to go flat screen. And of course, you go into the store and that's your only choice, obviously.
Right.
It's been so long.
I remember making that decision. And I'm like,
I'm doing it.
Put the pennies together. Yeah. I am so doing it. Enough with this TV. And I'm like, oh, everyone has one of these. Oh, some of them are $200. Yeah. I am so behind. Why didn't I do this 3 years ago?
Right.
Yeah. What are they like now?
Oh, my God.
It's so many choices. Yeah, we just bought TVs. There's so many choices.
The TVs are so new to me with so many features. The remote control has basically solar power that goes from your indoor lighting and charges the remote. They didn't even brag about that.
That's a selling point, Keith.
They're just like, here's your remote and you can talk into it. Of course I can. Like, wouldn't I be able to?
Talking into it trips me out because sometimes I'll just be talking and then the remote be like, you said something? I'll be like, I didn't say anything, Google. Be quiet.
Right.
Yeah, every morning when Keith says hi to Sarah in our OMAC club, Siri pops up and says, what's up?
Yeah, and she knows. She just wants Sarah to know she's there.
So, any other features on your TV? Did you do any Keith math? Like, I have $300, and then you bought a $500 TV for $200, basically?
No, I just figured it's been so long. Well, actually, what happened was, I was playing Oculus VR, and I cracked my non-existent golf club into the television, and it gave it a crack. Now, it still worked. I didn't break it. It just gave it a crack. That you can only see when things are white, but there's a lot of white stuff on TV. I don't know if you noticed.
The Oscar said that.
Right. And so I decided, you know what? It made me think it's been long enough anyway, so let's live it up.
Oh, wow.
I know. Wow. Keith, and did you get, because now they have the TVs where they don't have the edges anymore. Does yours go like all the way to like the edges of the screen? Because before... I know it might sound silly because when we move our TV, they had like these big stripes on it. They was like, pick up with this because if not, you actually will be touching the screen. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, I think I do have the tiniest edge. But I did notice like I touch it and it does like this weird, light thing. And I'm like, did I just break it?
Ooh, looks good.
Does yours come with like the Samsung? Like, because some of them now come like pre-programmed with a bunch of apps that you can use in it, like pre-programmed in it.
Yeah, even the remote has a button for its own Netflix. And I know that's a normal thing now, I guess. Amazon.
Is it touchscreen? Is that a lot?
And you can talk to it like Alexa. It's not touchscreen.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I think that might be next. No, it's not touchscreen. I'm surprised it's not.
I guess, when are you at your TV for it to be touchscreen?
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess your remote would be, it is touch. Okay, we're modern. Okay.
But it comes with, the TVs come with Wi-Fi now. Mine didn't. My last one. Yeah.
Can you cast? Like, now you could take like your phones and like you can cast to the TV, like your Apple Drop stuff. You can cast it up there, which is really, really helpful.
I assume so. I happen to have an Apple TV. And I know that I did see that it's easy to do your computer.
I got a projector for like $250 recently because the other one broke, and it casts it every. I mean, it has to cast, but you don't have to plug it into anything. It could cast your phone, your laptop. And it's $250.
Yes, right. You know what? Now I feel like they're giving them away. It's almost like, am I stealing from you? It's almost like we will pay you to take the TV. Like, because before when they first came out, me and Roger had been looking at them for, they was like over $1,000 for the most smallest, a 24 inch. And now you're like, you're literally giving these away. And Keith, when you're talking about upgrades, a few years ago, we upgraded our washer dryer combo. We had that thing for like 10, 15 years. So it was like, okay, let's get a new washer dryer combo. Right. We went out there. And that shit looked like my iPod. When I had it, it was like stop, go, play. I was like, oh, this is, I know how to work these. I was like, where are the buttons and the knob? They was like, we don't do buttons and knobs no more. I was like, oh, okay. Right. It was like.
Funny what changes.
My mom said, this makes no sense. I just need something to wash my clothes. I don't need all the bells and the whistles. Does it wash? Does it dry effectively? Yes. That's all I wanted.
I don't know about this UHD and 4K stuff because Yeah, you know how like people would say, how come they don't put normal looking people on TV? Now I see why. Ooh, that would be rough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm finding flaws in stars, you know what I mean?
Yes, you will, because it's one of those things, and particularly because me and Roger play video games, you can tell the difference in the video games, and some video games have been up converted, mm-hmm. and you can actually, you look, and it almost like a brand new game when you look at it. You'll be like, oh, this is why I'm paying it, particularly with Netflix. Now, if you go on your Netflix, Netflix is actually in 4K. You know, some of the things are in 4K, so Netflix right. will upgrade itself to 4K. So now when you're watching some of your shows, you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize it could be this sharp. And like, I know for us, it was like mind-boggling when we upgraded heavily. I was like, oh, it was like the first time I went from standard to HD.
Yep. My mother didn't have a fridge growing up. Jesus Christ. My mother remembered the first fridge. They delivered milk when she was younger. Holy shit. I don't know how these people are functioning in life right now.
They have no idea what's out there.
No.
They think there can't be a TV you talk to.
Because we didn't have an answering machine until I was like in high school, I believe. I was like, the phone keeps fucking ringing. Right. Get an answering machine.
Yes. Like, what's going on here? And the thing is, my mama, she makes me laugh because she has not had the internet in her house since I graduated and left there in 2002. I graduated from college and I was there for a few months and then I left and I paid for the internet. This was AOL back then. She has not had internet in her house since.
What?
So because she doesn't understand the purpose. It was hilarious. One day, a few years ago, she says, Karen, I said, yes. She says, what does it mean when somebody say they want to email you? She would ask me simple things like that. Yeah. And it was hilarious. And I say, Mama, I say, you see your mailbox out there? She said, yes. I say, all it's saying is that somebody want to send you an electronic email to your mailbox. She was like, oh, then trip me out. Facebook. All her brothers and sisters on Facebook, but she ain't though. So she missing all the pictures and all the fun and all that type of stuff. So she was like, everybody on Facebook, I miss everybody's pictures. And I keep telling her, if you really want to learn, I say, I'll show you. I say, but I'm not going to waste my time showing you this stuff if you're going to look at me and be like, fucking it, 10 minutes. I refuse to waste my time.
I remember the internet for older people was web TV when it first came out. And I was working in my brother's company. And it basically turned your TV, not like how cool it is now, it turned your TV into your email. And so it was only like for older people because you only had like two buttons to fuck with. So every time we would get customer service and it was a web TV address, it's like, this person is 100 years old. And it's like amazing. And all they could do is write in and wonder why shit doesn't work their way.
Yes, I think if I ever get her any technology, I'm going to start super slow. We're not getting a computer. We're going to get her a simple-ass tablet, just something really... She doesn't even have a smartphone. She has an old-ass...
How are you talking to her during this time?
Put it like this. She has an old-ass flip phone, and she doesn't check her voicemails. Oh my so God. I just quit leaving her messages, or either her messages are always full, and because it was one of the original phones that I had, I know how to use it. I know how to text on it. I you know, it was one of those things where you know how you go in and you have to hit the button three times for the letter E to pop up. It's like old school like that. And I'm like, Mama, eventually they're going to stop supporting this phone. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, you know what? We are no longer supporting this phone.
Mm. Do you remember on the Today Show? This is, here, I'm going to play some. This was from 1994.
My brother?
No. This has nothing to do with your brother.
Oh, okay. He was on the Today Show or one of those.
Your brother?
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
About the original company that the brothers had.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is just, this is Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel.
We're not hearing it. You know that, right?
You're not?
No.
Okay, never mind. Angry. Well, forget it.
Oh, is that the one where she asked, like, somebody asked, what is the internet?
Yeah, they're showing the WWWs and the ats and the one. And he's like, how do you read the circle A? And
And that's when they used to say the whole thing.com.
Right. Yes. And also that was when in some websites, if the back end didn't fix it, you had to write www or it wouldn't go in. So I remember my brother fixing keithandthegirl.com where you don't have to put the www. And that was a very, very big deal. So that's fun because Keith is going to put that on our Reddit page, that video. So you guys can see it if you want to. We're Keith and the Girl on Reddit, of course.
And remember when you used to have to put the HTTP and all those slash? Like, if you didn't put it exact, it was a wrap. Like, you was never finding that page.
That's code, HTTP.
You know, and people used to actually know that, but I'm like, I don't want to learn that. So make it simple. Make it easy. I don't have a degree in this.
And that's where we are now.
Yes, that's where we are now. Talking about where we are now. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into this week's show with shows. KATG episode 3390, Love Canal. In this episode, I will admit, Keith, that I am Cal and Cal is me.
Oh, boy.
What was my complaint on this one?
You said that she
tell
was
me
not,
what to get you.
You said that she was not helpful.
No,
you know, and the thing is, I'm a little bit better, but when I say I'm not helpful from the aspect of my thing is, what do you want to eat? Like and it becomes because I'm not picky, and the thing is, I know what I don't want, but I don't know what I want. You know, in certain situations.
Well, that's different. She knows what she wants and doesn't say. She says, what do you want to eat? I don't say anything anymore. What do you want to watch on TV? I don't say anything anymore. And it speeds it up a little bit, believe it or not.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, for your birthday, I'm sending you carrots and Brussels sprouts because I still got them. And guess what happens when I go to her house? I see she got the hummus and pine nuts. Well, so happy birthday.
You didn't eat it yet?
No, I didn't one pit.
Yeah. I don't blame him. He didn't want it in the first place. He was like, I got it for you. So I understood your frustration. You was like, I got it. I would not have purchased these items on my own accord. I have totally wasted my money.
Right.
I was on a different note, I was so excited about the title of this show because after the show, I'm like, I know there's something about how we talked about our love for our partners and something about the Suez Canal. There is something there. And we had a couple and I'm like, that's going to be good if there's not this one more thing in my head. And then I wrote to Keith, Love Canal, and I know fireworks exploded on the other end. Wasn't it great? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very proud.
I was thinking trouble in the Suez, and then she blew it out of the park.
Yes, that one was a good title because I was thinking, I think Cal is going to break Keith because I could hear your voice and I could hear you mentally putting things together because it's like, in Keith's mind, it's like, what you're doing literally makes no sense. It's actually an easier way to do this process. And it's like, the thing is, I actually want to do the things that make you happy, but it's hard when you don't tell me the things that make you happy by being specific about those things so that I get what you want.
Do you know what's fun about Keith? He doesn't give a fuck anymore.
The Brussels sprouts doesn't bother me as much. It's funny, though. Like, oh, here's we were going to make a crudité plate, apparently, for a party. But it's like, oh, I have to go in 5 minutes. When didn't you? But okay. That doesn't even bother me as much as the, you know, can you pick me up bagels? What kind? Doesn't matter. But it does matter. I'll take a latte. I don't drink coffee. What do I have to say? Nothing. I'm like, well, I'm 46. I know you have to say something. And I go, and of course I did have to say something. And I just got to go, I don't know, and look like an idiot in every store that she's interested in. Man, she's the same broad that says to me, can you pick up pralines and cream from Baskin Robbins and some cones? They don't sell some cones. I go, I don't know. Is there a couple cone deals? She's like, what? The worker. And I'm like, I don't know, a couple cones? It's like, I don't know what that, how many cones do you want? I'm like, do you sell like cones? She goes, you can buy cones. I'm like, yeah, no one knows nothing. All right, four cones. I don't fucking know.
This is Kyle getting him back because when we were younger, the big taboo was sending your husband out to get you tampons, right? Now it doesn't matter. Husbands are getting tampons left and right. Nobody's paying attention. No one's talking about anything. So that's why she's got to confuse him in other ways. Go to the store and look stupid in this way today. Just know that you need me for more information and come back when you're ready.
Eyeliner. What kind of eyeliner? Any eyeliner. Maybelline or something.
No.
So I get Maybelline or something. Well, not liquid. I love pencil. Then she's... Oh, I love pencil number two in the gray black. Oh, you have words now.
Have you thought of... And not to put it on the victim.
Leaving
her.
No, this would seem too petty, but I have a point.
That's an option. That's the-
But what about, okay, let's say you're at the eyeliner thing in whatever new way.
Yeah.
You take a picture of the one that you're about to buy and text it. Maybe?
No. Let me tell you what women do.
Oh, boy.
Okay. They like to text something that they want or are interested in, even though it needs a follow-up, they love to, tell me if I'm wrong, Karen, you love to then throw your phone in the toilet and flush it, right?
I try my best not to, because that's the thing, because the thing with the texting, I'm with Keith on this one. If you're going to send me a picture, you need to actually be there in case I have follow-up questions.
Right.
Because, you know, I really might have... Because one of the things, okay, what aisle is it in? You know, because sometimes if you're in certain places, particularly somewhere that you go to a lot, it might be in a certain aisle. It might be on the top shelf, might be on the bottom shelf. You might want a certain color. And the thing is, I used to have this frustration with my mama when I was smaller because she would ask me to do something, not be too detailed. And then she would get angry when I got it correct, when I got it incorrect. So right. Then I would have to go to her. I would like, talk to me like I'm stupid, because apparently you cannot communicate well enough with me to be sure that I get it right. So from that perspective, I completely understand going, I'm trying to do this thing and we need to make it simple, because it's like an unnecessary bump it of the heads that actually doesn't have to be there.
Have you had anything new?
No, what I do now is I leave. I come back in about half hour, 45 minutes. She goes, oh, do you have the thing? I go, no, I just walked around like you wanted me to do. So I'm back. So fuck me, right? You got me. This is what you want. So why mess around?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
My heart goes out. Oh, poor thing.
That's so great.
The worker's like, how do I know what kind of eyeliner you want? I'm like, how could anyone know? How could anyone know?
Apparently, no one knows.
I mean, if everybody knew, there wouldn't be a new Cosmo magazine. They're not selling the same liner in that every month.
I have a side chick just to give the wrong things to. So I don't feel like I'm wasting my life.
You can learn.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know that's not the one to get. Okay.
You see a chick out there with liquid eyeliner, black, eating celery with organic hummus. Keep it on the down low, please.
And a bag full of Brussels sprouts. You know it's there.
That's good.
That's actually really good. Mm. And you know, in addition to all this combination, you guys talked about weed in NYC. Mm-hmm. I wish they would do that down south. They get on my nerves down here. And I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because you could drink all the alcohol you want and you can smoke all the cigarettes you want. Tobacco is the number one, particularly in North Carolina, tobacco is the number one crop down here.
Right.
So... Wow. I think a lot of people, a lot of like the tobacco people are against marijuana, and they they're pumping a lot of money to kind of prevent it from being, because a lot of people would actually stop.
Ooh, you know what you should do? Let's start a letter writing campaign to North Carolina, whoever the fuck, that people to encourage smoking spliffs, which includes tobacco. Everybody wins. Oh, we got the answers for everything weed related. Thank you for being here.
And the thing is, a lot of the tobacco companies, because I've, you know, kind of been reading up a little bit on this, a lot of the tobacco companies would have gotten into weed if the government had not made it illegal. So they were ready to actually make that switch.
Right.
And then the government said, I was like, no. But now since it's come back up, trust, they're going to get their hands in it. And what I realized, particularly down here, they used to have smoking and non-smoking like everywhere. Every restaurant, everywhere used to be like smoking and non-smoking. So when I used to serve, I realized smokers were the best tippers.
Oh, why?
Because a lot of times, for me, they were, because a lot of times people who did not smoke would actually give tippers, purposely give tippers bad service because they did not want to be in there with the smoke. But for me, I don't know why. It never bothers me. Like, me and Roger go to bars, people smoke. Like, and I guess I don't smoke, but it for some reason, that doesn't bother me. A lot of times when I
You might just be used to it, because I remember when they lifted that, when you weren't allowed to smoke in bars, and I was like, holy shit, because you come home and your hair, I used to have to make the decision to go into those spaces where I know you're just allowed to smoke, and it would take me twice to wash my hair with some break in the middle for that smell to get out of it. It was pretty intense.
Isn't that crazy how that was? Yeah. You went into a restaurant and everybody's smoking. I barely remember that, but when I'm like, oh yeah, and you just smell like smoke, and that was life.
And the thing is, up north was more ahead of the time. Up north in California, so they started banning years before down south did, you know, because now it's almost like a nationwide standard. But you guys were kind of very progressive on that. So a lot of the banning happened outside of the south. And like I said, tobacco's down here, so it happened here last. And so, like, for decades, all growing up, all as a little girl, it wasn't until I was adult that they started passing. And the thing is about smoking and non-smoking, there was no divider. There was no smoking room. It was one big room. You had your smokers and the non-smokers. So, of course, the smoke floated. like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, there used to be a smoking section in the back of the plane where if you're going to smoke, you just go to the back of the plane and smoke as if you're not all right there. So,
like, you're not circulating air around a big trash can that's flying in that sky.
I mean, I think an airplane does circulate air pretty well. Otherwise, like, that would, I don't know. I feel like there's something about being in an airplane. It's probably circulating in some way. But man, you should be able to smoke everywhere. I think in waiting rooms in hospitals, you might have been able to smoke. It just seemed like, now when you look at old movies, and not the exaggerated ones where people, like the doctor smoking while he's checking, you know, gynecology. But when you look at like regular old movies that are just depicting, like, this is just what life was like. People had cigarettes in their hand, like in the bank making deals, like just really everywhere in places where you're like, oh, shit, that's like really close to some equipment that's going to die on you.
Yes. And so it's amazing.
And how human beings.
Yes, amazing how time has changed for me, but I want them to get that down here. Like, I really do. And like I say, I don't even smoke, but I'm pro-smoker, if that makes sense. Like, I'm like, hey, if you want to smoke, smoke, particularly when it comes to weed. And I think that said tobacco and alcohol industries are fighting because they know that if they make weed open, less people will drink and smoke cigarettes, and they're more apt to do the weed,
which
will actually pull that money away.
Sounds like the government's on our side all the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
No, I hate a cigarette smoke, and ashes especially. You walk down the street, and I still get ash, you know, in my face. People think I'm exaggerating or something, like they don't live on the same planet.
Ash or smoke?
Ash also. Sometimes a loose ash goes.
Yeah, because sometimes little pieces will float.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're like, oh, what's the big deal? You're outside. It's like, okay. First of all, everybody, I think, secretly thinks like I do. They just don't want to look like some kind of pansy. Because I remember in New York when they were talking about banning smoke, everybody said they didn't like it. Everybody said, I don't smoke, but, you know, it's New York City. Oh, you can't take a little smoke. You're probably standing in puddle piss as you're talking to me. So you just didn't say nothing. Then it went away. Everyone loved it. I was the only one telling the truth. Everybody loves this. They can't imagine to go back.
Truth fight. And a lot of people will fight to go back. Like I said, I like it, you know, like this. Don't get me wrong. But it's one of those things where, kind of like Hemda, if I knew I was going somewhere like that, I would literally be like, okay, I know I'm going to have to wash my clothes. Like you're saying, wash your hair. It was like a conscious decision to do it.
Your coat smelled if you're going in with a coat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, we used to have places that we, particularly when we used to go and sit for like 7-8 hours and watch football all day. These were years ago. And the whole place would just smell like a bar. And so, like you said, when you came back, it was like, okay, now I have to take my bar clothes and wash them. That's kind of how you had to do with the cigarettes. And I think for me, the biggest reason why I didn't smoke cigarettes is because my aunt smoked. And I had a lot of family members that smoked. And I was like, mm-mm. And I got burnt as a little girl.
Oh, wow.
By accident, my aunt, she was smoking. And she flicked the cigarette and we was playing and the cigarette did a little spin and like right on top of my foot, it hit my foot and then just stood up and just singed into my skin. So now I have a permanent cigarette circle.
Why
on my
is she
skin.
Flicking it?
That's half the fun. Honestly, I've flicked cigarettes before. It is fun.
It can't be flicking your cigarettes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And it's hilarious. That's how I always remember. It has like a small little circle right where the cigarette hit me, and it just stood there and just singed into my...
You hear that, parents? That's how to stop your kid from smoking. Just one singe. One.
And that's what I say. If this would have felt like on the outside, I never smoke. And I was like, cigarettes, no. And
that's why Karen's so happy now. She's like, no one's burning me with cigarettes.
Nobody's burning me with cigarettes. And I didn't even smoke weed until I was an adult. And I have not did it that often. And I remember the first time I smoked weed, the person had to go through the instructions with me.
Oh, of course.
It was like, breathe in. I was like, what's happening here? They was like, okay, we're going to walk you through this. I was like, somebody better. I said, because, you know, I'm outside my depth. So I'm only doing this because I trust you. Believe
exactly.
you
Exactly. Yeah. That should be your first experience. Is somebody explaining it, walking you through, trusting. Very nice. And if anyone wants to smoke with me for the first time, I want to know if there's like a thing out there. Because I would love to be your guide.
It has to be, because I think that for a lot of people that smoke frequently, they think, you know, because I know I'm a straight up square. I couldn't tell you where to get the drugs, where to buy the drugs, where is the drugs. I'd be like, can I have some weed, please? So I'm not, you know, I'm
probably in the same. It's probably in the same space as you buy video games, except you're not participating.
Right. They don't even want to sell games there.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, though.
Yes, Karen, here's another game. See if we have a game in the back for Karen. Yeah, Karen, we're trying to sell weed here, Karen.
Karen lives the biggest stoner life of video games and ice cream, and she's like, I don't even know where the weed is. It's like, it's probably part of like the DVD extra somehow. It's there.
I'm just completely oblivious to it. And I told people, I say, have you seen me just in my natural state? I am hyper and overactive enough. I do not need anything extra. I tell people that I don't need anything extra. And while we talk about extra,
yes,
that ship that got stuck was extra, because y'all know what? The only reason why they got to move is because of the moon. The moon caused the tide to rise, which actually helped raise the boat, because they had been digging for days.
Right.
And that's the only reason why they was able to move that boat. They decided to do tic-tac-toe in the middle of a canal. I don't understand this.
They never tell you fun things in school. My teacher never told me that Suez Canal is so tiny that a boat can destroy hundreds of billions of dollars a day.
I didn't realize it was that important, Keith.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, it is so important. There was, like, things from, like, China and Asia that float across Europe. Half the stuff that Americans buy, it like delayed it. So they were saying, if you ordered like PlayStation controllers or PlayStations or certain systems, they was like, it's going to be a while. It could be months and weeks before you get it. I was like, oh, this is really going to delay some shit.
Right.
Another thing that's different than our childhood is we used to wait for packages. Now we get a package a day because that's where the toilet paper is coming from. That's where your shampoo is coming from. And also, like, when you have to wait more than one, maybe 2 days for your package, when I see like a week, I'm like,
for what?
Why?
Yeah.
What happened? It's not a specialty item. Just, no.
Like what is happening here?
Excuse me. And I can't even pay extra for that. Excuse me. What? Where's the drones?
See? I become bougie. Yeah. I can't wait till the drop-off drones. I can't wait until they be like, you get it in less than 30 minutes and the drone is just going to be flying and just drop it off. Like, I'm excited about the future. I can't speak for everybody.
This is how you get chips in your arm, because you're just like, just give it to me. just fucking give it to me. What do I have to do? Now I don't even carry a credit card with me. If you don't take Apple Pay, you're not even in my neighborhood. There's a 3-mile radius that we can go, basically, that we usually go with our bike. Everyone takes Apple Pay. You're talking about a pizza place. You're talking about like whatever, Starbucks, like a diner. It's a bodegas, all Apple Pay. As soon as they get the chip, you know what? They should call the vaccine a chip. See how many people get it.
A lot of people were joking about that, and I joked about that. I was like,
oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, a lot of people said, you're getting a chip. I was like, well, I chip one. I'm waiting on chip two because I am getting that sucker.
Sure.
And the last thing before we go, I actually have a Blockbuster card, Hemda. I got this card in 1998.
Wow, 1998.
Is it in like one of those little chests with the ballerina? Where do you keep it?
Oh, I did keep it in my wallet, and I forgot it was in there one period of time. I was flipping, and I forgot it was in, and I found it. And I was like, you know what? Let me keep this. Yeah, I got this when I was in school in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when Blockbusters was a big deal back then. And so it was laminated, and I just kept it in, like, the best condition ever. And so
I was going to Blockbuster, excuse me, until the one closed in Astoria. That was going there. Like, that was, you know, date night. Just go, let's go to the, you walk the Blockbuster aisle, and then you're like, this time we're going to bring it back on time. And that's going to be the affordable way to do it. And it makes sense that we're getting two. And while we're here, let's buy popcorn that's overpriced and go home. And then you're like, fucking, today's the day you return the Blockbuster. How did I forget that? It's midnight 01. And we just tacked $5 onto this fucking movie. Yes. Not even good.
Not even good. And then the thing that everybody wanted, they have 3,000 copies of, and they would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly if you waited too late to get it, you know, so everybody would be rushing there. And the thing is, it's amazing that Netflix actually want to buy Blockbuster. And Blockbuster was like, nah, we got it. It's not. Oh, hold on. Or was it the other way around? It may have been. No. Yeah, it was.
Sounds like the winner is clear.
Yeah, the winner is clear. If I got it reversed, I'm sorry, y'all. But one of them was about to buy the other one. But yeah, and I'm glad Netflix won because my life has never been the same. You know, I'm very happy. You know, we got like all of the services because I'm like, particularly being at home during the pandemic, I was like, look, whatever it comes out on, I'm going to be here anyway, and I'm going to watch it. So I rather the convenience of this.
Oh, I don't want to tell Netflix this, but if they charged $50 a month, I would pay $50 a month. It is just an incredible. Why are we doing an ad for them? They're fine. Everyone's fine. Everyone's pandemicking and Netflixing and yeah, but it's so freaking good. I remember when I was in the hospital. I had a laptop. I could watch whatever I want. Because when you were in the hospital before, you were watching you and your roommate picking a channel that mostly has news or daytime talk shows on it. Mm-hmm. And you're just depressed watching commercial after commercial. Here, I went on chat while I was getting my catheter taken out, like just chatting with people. I was on Netflix when, you know, I had all this time a week in the hospital. It's the internet is amazing and we should all be grateful every day. Thank you. And get ice cream. Come on.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And I do feel you. It is very boring in hospitals. And so I am here for that. And I'm like you. I think that when it comes to these services, they're worth it because people complain that they go up like $3. I was like, oh, what else are you going to do with the $3? Like, I
don't know. We got away with it. It went up $3. Okay, everybody be quiet. Just say that it's a lot. Maybe, you know what? We should say, oh my God, I can't even believe you raised it $3. Oh. And then they just like take their time because we don't need it raised more.
No, we don't. We don't. I'm with you. Keith?
Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for $50 million. They thought Netflix was a joke. Netflix is now worth $30.5 billion.
Okay, that's what it was. So I thought it was, so Blockbuster's bought Netflix. Okay, I knew it was one of them bought the other ones. Okay. So Blockbuster literally could have purchased Netflix.
Yeah, but they would have fucking thrown it down the toilet because they were too slow to progress. They tried the mail-in service that Netflix originally had. Just wasn't the same. I don't know if their version of Netflix Originals would have been this good. I mean, whoever's doing production on that is amazing. Netflix is like my favorite. What do you call those things, Keith?
Streaming services?
Nope. The where people that make movies.
Movie studios?
Netflix. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? They do have some good movies. I will give them that. It's one of those things where for me, I'm like, I'm going to sit here. You know, Netflix is one of the first streaming services that I knew that cared because they asked me, are you still here? And then they actually will pause it if I'm not paying attention.
No,
so I don't wake up in the middle of season 47 and be like, what's happening?
I love that, except when I'm awake for it. Like, I love it because I'm like, oh, good, right. I'm not on season 47. But when I'm awake for it, I'm like, are you calling me a loser? Yeah, I'm still watching. It's my day to watch. I'm allowed to watch today. It's only three in a row anyway. Stop judging.
Right.
And I'm like,
good?
Thank you. I was watching. Yeah.
You good? That's yes, what they might as well say. You good?
Should you call someone? Right. Is this where
you have been watching
day?
Too long? Dad, I was like, you need to go outside.
Right. Hey, is this still happening over there on your couch? Okay. All right. Have you wiped your face?
Yeah,
the past 3 hours.
Netflix might as well go, I guess. Should we continue?
That's also like, hey, maybe you should pee for a second. We'll press pause for you. Go pee. Go. Get some water.
You have to hit yes on terms of service. Like, just click this, please. I don't know.
It's like, we don't want to be sued. We have to be sure that you're on agreement that you're going to be here for 8 hours on your free time. Okay, I guess. Fine. Hit play. And then everybody else was kind of copycats behind them. But yeah, they were one of the first ones, if I'm not mistaken, that was like,
yeah, I don't know that they care about you. I think they care about the revenue and people are not watching, so they don't want to pay for it.
Right.
That's true. That makes sense.
But I like how you think about it. I didn't know that you were serious and I busted your bubble. They care about you.
Yeah. And I understand like you said, I didn't even think of it from a money or revenue thing, but it was like, hey, there's no reason to run to this if ain't nobody watching.
Oh, that is naively awesome.
Oblivious to a lot of shit.
Very sweet.
I know I should be on top of more shit.
And Facebook just wants us to share our photos with our grandma. That's nice.
That's the whole purpose.
They're so sweet.
All that fussing and fighting.
Yeah.
Brandon don't care nothing about that. She just want to see who the next grandbaby is. It's across country that she going to forget their names.
Yeah, I looked up gazebos once for my backyard. I know about every gazebo. Thank you, Instagram and Facebook. Thank you.
Yes! You don't get
really
all the
need that button.
On Pinterest.
You need that button that says, I bought this already. I bought it. And you should follow that.
What?
Start
Valid.
Bringing me the next thing. That's all. Just, I bought it. I got you. I got the info. Thank you for putting it in my feed. I looked it up. I'll click on it. Fine. But I bought this already, or I'm no longer in. I looked it up and decided I'm not interested in it.
Yes.
I am never going to buy this. No, no, no. Same with like, hey, this person should be your friend. No, but like, no, forever. Stop bringing it up. No.
Yes. It's a reason why you showed me this person 48 times and we are not friends. I don't care that we have 150 common friends. We will never be friends on this platform. Quit reminding me. I wish you could click a button and be like, never want to see this picture again.
Mm-hmm. Probably is. You're going to get a bunch of emails.
Yeah, because everything's listening now. So apparently I'm going to get, you had a friend suggestion, keeping the girl. Like, that's all that's going to pop up and down on my Facebook and Instagram now. So I'm ready for it. And Keith, what was the poll this episode?
The poll was regarding the coronavirus. When do you think it'll be okay to hug a stranger? Your choices were, it's okay right now.
Mm-mm.
Which, by the way, got 8% of the votes. It's okay right now to hug strangers. Summer 2021, fall 2021, winter 2021, 2022, next year. Who fucking knows was a choice. And after I get vaccinated, the number one pick at 50% of the votes is who fucking knows.
Oh.
That's the group I'm in.
I thought it would be after vaccination. Okay, cool. What else?
Everything else was either 8 or 12%. Summer 2021 got no votes.
Huh.
So everybody knows not the summer or right now you could, a couple people think, right now.
Well, I'm just seeing all over social media that, I can't wait to have sex with any random person.
Yeah.
Or like, all you're going to have to do is, you know, say hi to me and I'll jump your bones. I can't wait to fuck all my friends. Like, I can't wait to pick someone up. Like, I'm going to sleep with three different people in a day. And it's a lot of people are going to have babies in about, you know,
That's what Roger said. Roger calls him. He said, we're getting ready to have the whoring 20s. That's what he called it. People are going to be out there and they're going to be doing all types of things. And that could be very dangerous. Like, do you? But it's one of the things where be safe, because what's happening is that the numbers are going down as far as more people are getting vaccinated, which is a good thing. Some of your numbers are going down, which is a good thing. But with the states opening up the regulations, you have the people that once everything opens up, a lot of those people were not getting vaccinated, didn't care. They're going to be out there. Then, I hate to be like this, you're going to have the dummies who get vaccinated. But you know, after you get vaccinated, you have to wait 2 weeks.
And you also still have to wear a mask and distance. Like, yes, you still have to do all of those things.
But they're not.
We're talking about, like, when are we going to feel okay to go out? And it's going to have to start with, there have been zero deaths in New York thanks to COVID. Right now, there's about 100 a day. 100 a day. There's about 500 in the country a day. There's 100 here. So I'm going to wait a second to go out.
Yeah, I'm like, who knows? Me, actually, when I see my mother-in-law, that will be like adventurous for me. But I know they're vaccinated and I'm vaccinated.
When I go see my brother Michael, they're all getting vaccinated. And when I'm allowed to go see, that's going to be my first stop, my first like, okay. And that's going to feel good.
Yeah, I already know. I'm just going to hug and cry because I love my husband, but he's literally been the only person that I've kind of been around and touched, you know, and spoken to.
I thought of that too. I'm going to cry too. I'm going to I could cry just thinking about it because you're fine. Everyone's fine. Like, we're here. We're fine. But when you think about like stuff like that, it's just emotional.
Yeah, so for me, I'm excited about that, but I am patient enough to wait because you have to think long term.
Death. That's okay. Long term.
Okay, and for me, I'm like, would you rather see them temporarily now and never again, or would you rather not see them for a short period of time to be able to see them even longer later on? And that's a sacrifice I realize that most people aren't willing to take.
And I get it. I get it. Don't forget that we're people in a couple. We've gotten a lot of hugs, you know, and a lot of kisses, a lot of snuggles, a lot of physical affection and all of that. So, you know, there's some people who are a whole year without it. And I think that really has a huge difference. So,
yeah,
it's hard to judge. You know, you need that in your life. So I think, you know, every one of us is like, it's just one person. But at the end of the day, we are very grateful for that one person.
I am. Yeah. And truthfully, I've got like the perfect partner as far as, you know, because if you're going to be locked in with somebody, you better be sure you like that motherfucker, because that's why everybody was getting divorced and getting separated. And a lot of people was like, oh, I would rather deal with the possibility of getting the coronavirus than dealing with you. That's when you know it's serious. Like, if you are like, I will go outside and leave.
Yeah, but that's how serious it's always been. You're just waking up to consciousness because of a pandemic. That is how much you liked each other this whole time. So don't worry about it. Like, it's okay. That's, you just maybe saved yourself 3 years of should I, shouldn't I? Go for it. Yeah, goodbye.
Because I think, my personal opinion, some people only got along with each other because they hardly spent any time with each other. When we're together, we're fucking. And then after that, we're not together anymore. You know,
and you know what? Busy. Enjoy that too. Be busy. That's going to be your life anyway. You don't want someone who's not busy because they're going to nag you about time that you're not willing to put. Everyone's relationship is different. So if we're busy people and we like it that way, then this pandemic is going to hurt.
Yeah, because now I got to look at you and spend time with you. And worry about if you like Brussels sprouts or not. So I completely understand. Mm-hmm.
I have really Kyle to talk to. When she's not around, I have her food to remind me of her. And it's
wow. We got through one show, you guys. Okay.
Okay. We're going to speed it up, y'all. I'm sorry.
No, we got this.
Let's get the trucking on. KATG episode 3391, Titan Truth Podcast with Hannah Boone. I enjoyed this episode. She was a lot of fun. I had April Fool's Day too. April Fool's Day is terrible. because particularly with the pandemic and stuff going on, you're like, I don't want to joke. Like, let's keep it serious. And whenever they do, it has to be corny. Like it can't be serious. It has to be something right. that every, particularly with businesses, everybody can see through, because nobody wants to tank their stocks because you want to pull an April Fool's joke. Right.
I think this is just like, you know, relationships. It's like your relationship was going to end. The pandemic is making it clear. Nobody likes April Fool's Day. That was clear. And now we're allowed to say it. We all said it in the same, you know, tone. And last year it was canceled. This year it was canceled. So that's one of the things that were good that the pandemic brought us. Nobody likes your fucking April Fool's joke.
No, nobody likes it at all. And on this episode, Keith talked about Godzilla. And Keith, I am 100% with you. That was a terrible ass movie.
Thank you. And I don't know if you saw, but not only Renda, of course, but on the forums. Why would you see it? Why are you watching it? Why all they got you? You're a dumb piece of shit. It's Godzilla and King Kong. Did we have a choice, Karen? No.
No.
Now, also, Skull Island, its predecessor, I did enjoy. Because the Me monsters too. Were all different sizes. There was tons of shit going on. Here, it's just two big fucks. One punch down, another punch down. And, of course, they're going to team up. You know, these are people's favorite things. So they're both going to be just fine. But so who are they going to have to fight? Another Godzilla?
Yes, Mega Godzilla.
Fascinating fucking stuff. So they punch, fall, they punch, fall, they punch, fall. They're about to do the nuclear breath, but then that never goes off because one would be dead. Dumb. Fucking dumb. But why would you see it? If it was Godzilla versus King Kong versus Freddy, I'd be like, okay. And then if I go, well, this, that didn't make sense, it kind of goes, well, how would it? It's Godzilla, King Kong, and Freddy. I wouldn't watch it. What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna watch it. I love this stuff.
I get it now. I apologize. Thank you. Both of you.
I don't know about the history or the background, because some people are like really geeky about that stuff. I like to watch big ass robots and Gundams fight. My thing, I'm gonna tell you right now, Keith, I did not give a fuck about the people.
Nope.
I wish they would make these movies and just eliminate the people.
Yeah, makes no fucking sense. So why do you have to have any dialogue anyway? Hey, here's the portal to Hollow Earth. What? Anyway, now we're in this made-up world. Okay. And then why would I, if you're going to be so stupid, don't even have dialogue. Mini Bobby Brown running around, who gives a fuck? The podcast host running around, who gives a shit? No one cares. None of the characters are developed, so don't even have them.
Right. I agree.
And by the way, didn't it look like the buildings were fucking toy buildings?
Yes.
It did to me.
And they crumbled.
Yeah. It looked like they were on a fucking Lego set in their normal height or something.
It was hilarious the way they would just crumble and fall. And my thing is this. I love the fighting part, Keith.
Right.
But I shouldn't have to wait an hour and a half to watch these motherfuckers fight. We should just come out 12 rounds. Bing. Let's go. Like, you... I'm like, Keith, you had me at the title. I shouldn't have to wait for the fight.
Right.
So I'm with it. This was not good.
And it checks out, Keith. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Right. Did you notice that Minnie Bobby Brown talks and looks just like Winona Ryder?
Ooh.
I noticed it right away. And then I Googled it, and apparently she said, like, I feel like Winona's my doppelganger. I think it's true. I don't know if she's jacked her old personality after Stranger Things or what, but I just see Winona Ryder.
Oh, I never thought about that. I'm gonna have to go and look. I don't have.
I'm not making you watch it again, Karen. I mean, Jesus.
No. I mean, like, look at her face and just kind of compare the two. But no. I won't watch that again. And speaking of something else that was terrible, Tom Hanks, a boy, Chet, with his white boy summer. Y'all was talking about that language he was speaking. He's speaking patois, which is the Jamaican language.
Okay.
And the thing
was that patois. He was speaking patois.
Y'all talk about that. I don't know if you sometimes he talks in like an accent. Right. You know, he has like his regular voice, and then he'll kind of switch it up, and you're like, "What the hell is he saying?" That's what he's speaking.
I didn't recognize that. Okay, where did he get that from? Was he from Jamaica?
No.
Yeah, the Hanks from Jamaica.
I don't. That's the thing. Like, your dialect comes from your surroundings.
I don't know. And the thing is, he actually has a, I want to say he has a restraining order against him, against a black woman that he was dating that he beat.
Mm.
And
I didn't know that.
He comes on here, and because the thing is,
I act like now I got to burn all my Chet Hayes records. I mean,
right? I'll be burn all right. Them all.
Yeah.
You know, he comes, he's talking about black queens and things like that. Because for like a lot of black people, they was, you know, they was like, oh, white boy summer. And then, you know, people seen that font and they was like, no white boy summer. No, that font looks very similar to another group that would consider themselves having a white boy summer. So we good with that one.
But speaking of white boy. Something totally, completely different. There's a documentary on Netflix that is trending now called White Boy. I wasn't going to watch it because it's another, like, look at this guy in jail. Let's talk about how he got in jail. Who gives a shit? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. The twist is what you want to go in for. Okay?
And it's a documentary.
The documentary. Very interesting. Packed with, like, juicy information. Like, it's not, you know, I don't want to sell it like this, but, like, you know, it could drone on documentaries. This has I don't know if you want to give away, I hate giving things, but, like, there's a dude who confessed to being a hitman. He's like, yeah, I'm responsible for 30 murders. He was in jail for it, so he's, like, freely talking about it. He takes off his shirt at some point and he goes, here's what a hitman's body looks like. Holy shit, people have shot him up. Different, like, he points different things. Here's, like, this thing shot him, this thing shot him, like, all of his back. And he's like, yeah, I will fucking murder anyone you want me to. It's $50,000 and up. He's like, wow. What part do you, and to prove that I murdered, he's like, I'll not only do whatever they ask, and whether you're good or bad, I don't give a shit, I'm killing you. What do you want to know? Like, what part do you want of that person? You want his arm, you get his arm. You want his leg, you get his leg. You want his dick, you get his dick. I will get that. And he's just, like, calmly talking about this. And they're
twisted. You know what happened to me? I'd murder a motherfucker for Kyle. And I'd go, what part should I bring back? And she'd say, doesn't matter, whatever. And I come back with his dick, right? Well, you see where this is going. It's too much.
And that's just one of the, quote, characters in this story.
Is the main guy's name Rick?
Yeah. White Boy Rick.
Okay, so there's also a fiction, like a dramatization movie mm-hmm. called White Boy Rick. Just saying.
I would watch this documentary. I would and I didn't watch that other one, but I would watch the documentary first because you don't want to watch the fake story because the real story is that fucking good.
And it's under an hour and a half, it looked like when you mentioned it earlier.
And all the info is interesting.
Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna have to go check that out. I agree with you guys when you guys talked about the photographer that came and taken your pictures.
Yes.
When they say animated, that's a terrible description. And the thing is, you're the professional, not me. I was just saying, like, this is what you get paid to do. You're the professional, not me. So you need to help me do whatever I need to do. And it does not sound like they were very good at their job.
No, well, we shouldn't like be animated. That's not what we come off as. The edgy podcast who started it all. Hi! What? It's not what we're doing. So if we have serious face on, let us have a serious face cover. Let us have, like, you know, I get that you want a little more energy even though our face is neutral. But no, somebody mentioned the photo of me shortly after surgery where I still had that red line down my chest. Mm-hmm. That was one of the best ones. That's Eric Horenman. And I'll tell you, they asked, how was that shot? He was chatting with me. And he had a button, and he would press the button without me noticing. And he asked me regular questions, and sometimes I would look away to think about it, and he took the picture.
That was a beautiful shot. I remember that because it was just so, it was an intimacy through the picture, if that made sense. It's almost like I felt like, okay, I could reach out and touch her. Even though I know I couldn't, it was like a closeness there that the camera caught at the right moment.
Yeah, he was just talking. And that's how he does.
I actually really love that. Speaking of that, was a gorgeous picture. And my last thing is, Keith, I do believe that people do self-diagnose online. online, like OCD, this kind of thing. Keith was saying that, I do believe that people do that for attention. Not everybody, because there are some people that really do have these issues, and a lot of times they have a tendency to have a high profile and people follow them. But if you know these things, you'd be like, oh, they're going through something. And when somebody's going through something, they're just spitting things online. A lot of people aren't going to be like, I have this, I have this, I have this. Not unless they've been diagnosed, I have this. And some people are just saying it just so they can be in the group, because everybody has words nowadays. But it's like,
yeah, well, you know, once again, this was brought up on BoJack in a very funny way. Mr. Peanut Butter, the happiest character, ended up going on a Depression People tour because he was sad for a minute because he was just getting a divorce. And now his whole thing was sad dog. Oh, look at the sad dog. And it was very funny. And every time I mention BoJack and the slight thing that I'm explaining, Keith laughs or chuckles or giggles. Keith, please give it another chance. I never say that, especially not to you. I don't want you shitting on the thing that I love so much, but feel free to shit on it.
Roger loves that show.
I don't know how many episodes you need to get into it to get into that groove. I hate to say that too. I thought it would be the first one, but if you were okay with the first one, wait until you get to these seasons. They're so good. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's like the whole thing's drawn with two crayons.
I understand. I understand. I get it. It's such a turnoff. I hate people. Like, it's called BoJack Horseman. The guy's a horse, but he talks, and it's not that. Ugh, I want to throw up just explaining the show to you. But every time I mention something, oh, it's so good.
I was too busy watching the Godzilla and King Kong.
Yeah, your mistake, right? How long was Godzilla and King Kong?
Two hours.
Yeah. Okay, give BoJack 2 hours.
All right.
Give it until Netflix goes, are you watching this?
Okay, yeah. Are you sure? You still here?
Keith, is this for you?
Should we order you some food? Do you need water? You know, type of thing, like spying on you and shit. Right. Keith, what was the poll for this episode?
The poll was getting your picture taken. Your choices are, I'm with Keith, it's the Bane, or it's not a big deal, 50-50.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
There you go.
And you could see who wrote the poll, obviously. Right. And it was Keith's title also, in case people want to know. And Hannah is the goddamn best.
Yes. Oh,
you know.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, it was. Like, you feel the fun. After the show, every time Xerxes goes, how was that? And I was like, fucking awesome. Just awesome. It is everything you want as a host and as a listener, I think. And it was just so much fun. So shout out to Hannah. I hope you guys are following all the guests and letting them know that they did a good job out in public where it's the only way they can hear you.
I hope they do. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say on Monday's show, we announced exciting things for Keith and the Girl Week. And
it's next week, Keith and the Girl Week. It's next fucking week.
Next week. Oh, my God. And it kind of relates to our Wednesdays, this announcement I want to make, because Wednesdays we do our stereo show, stereo.com/Keith Malley or stereo.com/Kenda, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays. For this Wednesday's stereo show, we're going to give away backstage passes to all Keith and the Girl Week shows. That's 4 shows. Okay? Let's see. Keith and the Girl Week, it starts next week. Everyone listening to this show gets a free ticket and a discount on backstage passes. Check your dashboard at keithandthegirl.com/VIP for your code. Also, like I mentioned, we're giving away backstage passes to all shows during Keith and the Girl Week on stereo. So we play the new game show that we started, Reverse Taboo, and that's how you'll be able to win.
Now, this is 4 different tickets, so 4 people are going to win. And whoever played last week understands that you just need to get 1 point, and you might be one of the 4.
Right.
So it's not that difficult. We made it easy because we just wanted to be fun. It was so much fucking fun. So use our link and come join for free. It's stereo.com/Keith Malley or stereo.com/Chemda. And every time you use that link, it shows support for the show. It's a free download. So download the app only via our link and then join us this Wednesday. I promise you, I so promise it's going to be so much fun. Keith and I went longer than we thought we were going to go. Neither one of us were texting each other, let's do one more. We were just like, no, this is fun. And we just kept going. So 8 o'clock, it's 8 until 8:30. Last time we did 8 until 8:45. Can't guarantee that. So come in at 8 and play. It's so much fun. Stereo.com/Chemda or stereo.com/Keith Malley. Use the link now.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it because I'm actually going to be participating. I'm going to be a participant this year. So I'm excited. God.
That reminds me, backstage for the VIP show, which is the last show, the next day is the chat and poker. But that show will have Craig, Adam, you, Karen, and Rod, Newsy. There's one more that
Ken.
Your brother Ken, me, Keith, Xerxes. So that's your backstage pass. On another night, it's Gilbert Gottfried. On another night, it's Ophira. It's Lise Goranson from Roseanne. I mean, it's just Kyle Ocasio. And, you know, I'm going to send her hummus just so.
I have her snacks. Oh, yeah. I have her fucking snacks.
He's already, he got it covered. He's prepared.
Yeah, you guys are going to be hearing celery munching. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to show before and then after of the food.
Come backstage. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. All right. So meet us on Stereo on Wednesday night. See you there.
Yes. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm happy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. KATG episode 3392. Before You Start Rolling Your Eyes, with Danny Vega and Sarah Levine.
Perfect.
Perfect. Wow.
I know. I was like, I'm going to get it right this time.
Yeah.
This episode was so much fun. Their energy.
Same. We thought so, yeah.
Was contagious. It's almost like you could feel it. And it was one of those things where I know that everybody's in separate places, but it almost felt like everybody was in the same room. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but the energy was like y'all were all looking at each other, even though I was like, well, I know everybody's scattered, but the energy was very enjoyable. And I was like, this is so much fun. I am looking forward. I'm with him, Dem. I would love to see a Keith docuseries.
Oh, yeah.
This. You already got the music. The music is covered, so all we need to do is the interviews and the actors, and I want to know who's going to play you, who's going to play your dad, who's going to play your mom, you know. Have you thought about this, Keith?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it, but I love it. How about this? Keith plays his dad. But it's a docuseries, right? So you don't really need, do they have reenactments? Not necessarily.
Some don't. It just depends.
Oh,
I'm not a reenactment kind of guy. I'm more like it's all one or it's the other.
I know, but you do it anyway. You go, son, you just get into character.
Sure, that's so fine.
And it's your face, no offense, but it's your face. It's just, you know, they have to move it around a little bit with the makeup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or if not that, you could do something animated, which means you could actually do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but animation, and I like that idea. I always like animation in it to reenact so you could do goofy things. But this is so goofy, it needs all seriousness.
Yeah, animation would make it think like it's an exaggeration, maybe.
Yes. It needs no embellishment. It needs no sign of embellishment, no little tinge of embellishment.
We're going to take this serious.
Yes. Right. I don't even know if we should have reenactments. I think it should be actual, although reenactments are so fun, but information after information because it's so jam-packed. It's so crazy. I cannot wait for the docuseries. I think it's at least 6 episodes long, and maybe we'll get there after the book comes out because it's like a script at that point, right? I know it's not in script form, but my goodness.
Because I thought about it. As wild as this may sound, I thought about like having somebody playing Keith's dad, like sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear jingling libido, or having him like press on the keys, and you hear like the keys clicking and the music playing and like soft in the background, where if you're not paying no attention, you might miss it. Oh, I'm sorry. My mind just went all over the place. I was like, this would be so much fun.
You know what? And I've heard this story for over 16 years because we knew each other before the podcast. So almost 20 years of hearing this story. Then we woke up this story. Now we're going to have a book and I'm obviously going to read the entire book. And I still want to watch it as a docuseries. I still am in for that. I know all the details of it. I know. But when you hear it again, when you read it again, when you see it again, it's like, no, I forgot this part, but I remember this part. Oh, this is crazy. 60. Holy shit.
So I am in to watch this kid, you know. I know I'm just adding more work to you. Like, okay, now some more shit that I got to do. How dare she? But I was like, hey.
I heard you gotta put that video on Reddit. Easy, everybody.
Slow your horses. Slow it down. Yeah. Slow it down.
No, talking it would make me so happy if it was a Netflix original docuseries. Okay. Yes. We're going to, guys, start manifesting. Okay. When we get the book, we're going to share it with people. When people hear the story, we're going to need a docuseries. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just, oh my God. I'm so excited about this thing that we're going to have to sell and make happen. But anyway.
Yes. I'm looking forward. I'm going to be rooting. Just trust.
Thanks,
I will be
Karen. Rooting.
I will be sharing. I am 100% there. And talking about rooting for people.
Yes, Karen. Do you root for people?
Ew, see? Yes,
I do.
Interesting. Because when I told you something I was interested in, you couldn't show the littlest iota of care or compassion.
Oh, my God. And then if he's still alive, Netflix will want to go and videotape him as like a and they're going to be able to, because if Netflix gets in touch with your dad, he's going to be like, yeah, of course you want to talk to me. I am a leader in the spiritual universe. Oh, my God. He's going to show them around the temple and shit. Oh, my God. It's going to be so good. Maybe they'll ask about the holes and we'll see the holes.
Would you like me to give you confession, Netflix documentary maker?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Dream of Genie was my idea.
I dreamt of it.
Oh, yeah, yes. A NASA scientist would find a genie bottle. And lo and behold, Larry Hagman is said NASA astronaut. Oh, are you going to sue anybody? I don't have the time. Now I have to take a nap. It was exhausting to say those sentences.
So good. So good.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to this.
You know that Keith looked forward to seeing me come home when he was a child. Every day he would run to the door. Daddy, daddy, I love you. You're the reason for my existence. Now I see neither hide nor hair of him.
Oh, we're going to have to feed them questions. Somehow they're going to have to ask him how he feels about Jews without asking him how he feels about Jews.
Do you know Jesus was a Jew?
There we go.
But not like that.
Not like that. There's no, we hear you have 3% Ashkenazi, and then he kicks them out. So we tell them, only ask that at the end. And then you get kicked out, and it's perfect.
They got to get a yell out of him. You guys got to know what it sounds like when he yells, you know? Because then he can't put on this fake voice, which isn't a natural voice of his. Yeah, it's, you know, my brother said, oh, Keith took one of those, you know, DNA tests and we're 1% Eastern European Jewish. And he goes, no, we are 0%. No one has ever been with a Jewish. What's that?
He actually yelled?
Yeah. He's like, no, that's not true. First of all, I dated Hemda. Like, there's somebody you know that it could happen in the immediate family. You don't think it ever happened in the past.
This could happen to you, the Hemda face, in your life, in your country.
He's like, no, we are pure. No.
I got to ask what's worse, a mom with 3 kids or a Jew? Which one should I marry? You know, which one's better to marry?
The mom with three kids.
Is better to marry? Because he was so disgusted when me and Kyle left his place. He, in the hallway, he goes... It was like the morning. We like woke him up to say goodbye to my parents. And then we're leaving. He's like, son, real quick. I forget how he said it, but it was something like, give serious thought to this relationship. And then make the eyes like, I don't think this is a good idea. She heard it. He couldn't help himself. I'm like, okay. All right.
I still think it's better because... you still have a chance to make a baby with a person who you don't mind in the family where, and also we're all God's children, especially the ones that are not Jewish. Mm-hmm. So she's got that. Right. Whereas like, I can only make Jewish babies.
Right.
So and nothing else?
No, no, it's only going to come out Jewish. And then what? Then that 1% grows. Oh, no, 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 no.
Can't have more than 1%.
Oh, no, no, no. We can't have that 1%.
What is the gross national product of Israel, Hemda?
Oh, yeah.
I find it hard to... if I was from a country, I think I would know their gross national product.
You really got to study up on the stereotypical things that somebody would ask about where he thinks you're from. Right. You know what I mean? Like, why would I know that?
How long is the average Jewish nose?
In all fairness, he didn't ask that. And I only say that because he could. That's A. Right. And B, again, this guy needs no exaggeration, no embellishment. Right. So it's very important to differentiate between what we're joking that he would have said and what he really said.
How about like
I'm going to be a consultant on this Netflix docuseries.
We say like after the credits, we'll tell you what was exaggerated. And then it just says, white font on a black screen. Nothing was exaggerated. The end.
Ah, yep. Yep. This is not based on a true story. This is a true story.
Right. You're like, nothing was altered.
No.
You actually get what you paid for with this.
Right. Mm. Let's take a tour of the property. Can you describe these mounds that look like they were once holes? Certainly.
Can't wait.
simple child-rearing technique where you make your kids build what could be a miniature golf course in your lawn.
You're going to go to the holes. He's going to revisit the holes, and there's going to be zombies in there.
Coming up out the ground like the Walking Dead.
Exactly.
I am looking forward to this. Y'all have spoke this into existence. So I am so looking.
Manifest.
Looking forward to this. So this is going to be big. Before I ask Keith what was the poll, mm-hmm. I enjoyed the game within the show. It was so much fun.
Who's the asshole?
Yes, the asshole was fun. Danny was the asshole.
Apparently,
he was pro geese. I don't know if he's ever heard a flock of geese. I have. Them motherfuckers are loud, really, really loud, and they're nonstop. Yeah. So I understand. Like they both of them were assholes, kinda. You know.
I used to think he was a devil's advocate guy. I think he's just a piece of shit.
I love that he lets me fight him every time. He comes on, even behind the scenes, before in the backstage area, he was like, I'm ready for Hemda to be mad at me today. And I'm like, okay, but I don't know why we have to do that. Right. But he was ready.
Yes, he's like, I came ready to fight. And I do think he was being more difficult because, like, particularly with the geese one, I was like, but this makes no sense. Like, right. No, you shouldn't have geese. You literally shouldn't be feeding them. Why would you want geese on your property like this? Like
I wouldn't even want it if I'm not selling my thing. I don't want geese here. Go to the park. If your only joy is to sit at home and do that, then go to the park. You found a second joy. Come on.
And his voice never sounds real, does it? I don't know if the word's condescending or something, but it always seems like I can't tell. Like, do you mean this? That somebody what's the problem with ducks, Keith? I'm like, do you mean that, or is that just the way you talk? I can't tell.
Yes, because his voice is so soft spoken and subtle. So you're like, okay, I'm trying to figure out, is this a punchline? Is it not a punchline? So I'm trying to trying to feel you out here. And the second part of it was kind of two rounds. The second round was I think that both parties were wrong in this too, because I mean, just tell the truth, the one probably had big titties.
The car dealership.
The car salesperson probably had big titties. And you know, it's one of things where he shouldn't have told her, even if that was the truth. Right. He shouldn't have told her and she shouldn't have pressed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he's definitely
somebody else.
I wouldn't wanna, you know, hook him up with my sister. Like he's definitely get a grip. He needs a larger grip, but at the same time, like Keith said, so site specific, so car dealership. It's not the same in the boardroom. You would have had like matching experience or similar experience and come with your expertise, but here you're just in a jungle.
Right.
Yeah, I hate car dealerships. Like, and they're very stressful. And so a lot of times we don't do that. We bought our cars through like Hertz and things like that, places where they're like, here's the price, you know, no haggle. And I know a lot of people say you get screwed. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to not get screwed because I don't like the haggling. I just don't like that pressure.
See, that's
like
how much the pressure is, that she knows she might be paying $1,000 to $10,000 more, whatever it is, just to not deal with this kind of attitude.
That's right. So for me, I'm like, nah, I'm good on that one. And y'all talked about Michael Strahan.
Yeah, for April Fool's, he said he got his gap fixed 2 days before April Fool's, then said it was an April Fool's joke. I wondered if he just pretended it was an April Fool's joke because people called him a sellout. I don't know. But it did look better. What can I tell you?
You know, and for me, he looked like a brand new person.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he looked like a brand new person. But I'm going to tell you right now, the blacks on Black Twitter lost their minds. Like, it was the talk of the town for like 2 or 3 days because everybody was talking about they loved the Gap or they hated the Gap or why did he change it? And right. They thought it was stupid. What is this going to do for his career? And I was
like, this is so funny because it's a lot of people going like, what do you care about your Gap? Why do you have to be so? And it's, but you're talking about it. This is why he cares. He makes one move and there's he's trending because of his teeth. So when you say, why do you care what they look like? Why can't you live your life? Because when I make this movement, I trend. So you care. You care a lot.
Yes. And me and my husband talk about it. He say they treated him like they treat a woman to get breast reductions. Because he said, when a woman get a breast reduction, you go through the same thing where people go, well, I like it and I don't like it. And everybody has their opinions are all over the place. And like you say, if he would have did it on April Fool's, it might not have been that bad. But because he did it a day or two before, it dragged. And so it was like 2 or 3 days, everybody just talking about it. And then he talked about it's fake. And I was like, I don't know. It's really fake.
Nobody likes your jokes. Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes the jokes. They're terrible and they're bad. Yeah. Keith? Mm-hmm. What was the poll?
You know what the poll was. The poll was, were you somehow part of April Fool's 2021 giving or receiving?
I wanted to see if, you know, April Fool's was really canceled around the world.
Regarding our audience, nobody participated giving or receiving.
And that's around the world. I am so happy about this. I don't know if this is more emotional or when I see my family again, it'll be more emotional.
even so Danny good. Didn't do something, and he's a little prankster.
Yeah, well, we called him out as the asshole last year. I think he better be done. Right. And we're like, oh, Danny, nobody likes you. Okay, I'll stop doing that. He's the greatest. That they were so much fun, so sweet, so I don't know, from booking to, you know, the show, fantastic, love it. Yeah.
They were a lot of fun. And for the bonus episode, mm-hmm. I actually went back and listened to Doug Love's movies. On March the 29th, the episode that Hemda did with Jessica.
Oh, boy.
Singleton.
Yep.
And it was actually a lot of fun.
Oh,
and
thanks.
You know what? I'm going to hate to be like this. I'm glad the third guest didn't come because I think if a man would have came in there, he would just ruin the energy that everybody had in the room.
I get you.
He probably would have known way more.
Yes, and he kind of would have sucked the fun that you guys were having bouncing off of each other. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I enjoyed seeing y'all answer the questions and struggling and trying to figure it out. And I was wrong, too. And then y'all played a brand new game he had never played before. So and it was hilarious. He was like giving instructions, too. Yes, you can challenge. No, you don't have to challenge. Well, if you want to, you could. And it was just hilarious. I thought the game was going to actually end in a tie.
Can I tell you a secret about that show? I don't even think I told anyone, including Keith, Xerxes, whatever. When he was saying the last point, I was like, oh my God, did I just win? And I thought, if you look at my face, I kind of thought I won.
Oh yeah.
I thought I got that last one.
Was she on video too?
No one was on video. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking at myself basically. And what's funny is when their screen lights up and they're talking, I look at their stupid name or the Doug has a photo of him there, but I'm looking there and I don't know. It helps. She was moving. She's like, oh, it's a mess here. She turned on her camera for a minute. Was like, no, I look like shit. And I'm like, you look great. Who's looking? Everything's great.
it's just us.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah.
I can't look at
she
my.
She was fun.
You could tell that I'm Googling things. If my mouth, I mean, I look like shit.
If that was us Googling shit, oh my God.
You had web
TV. He's so sweet. He's so sweet too. It's almost like too much because I'm trying to like fake fight and he's like, no, everything's okay. And I'm like, right. I know, Doug. We're just having fun.
Yes.
It's okay.
he was so gentle. Like you've gone through, he was so gentle with everybody. And I think that's what made it fun. His gentleness made it actually even funner. To actually hear y'all bounce off of each other, and the energy wasn't it was a competitive energy without being competitive. It was like, I want to beat you, but I don't really know. I'm going to try. And the thing is, you guys actually knew shit. I was like, oh shit, watch him to go.
Thank you.
I was like, I was proud of you. I was really proud of you. So it was like, who knew the least, you know, because it was like, everybody was kind of fighting to struggle up that hill. So I was very happy. It was fun. I was yelling out wrong answers, and I was like, I probably would have sucked at this game too. But it was fun. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to the episode on March 29th with Hemda. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And again, you know, let Doug know, let, you know, Jessica know. And also, Doug's going to be on Silent Trailers on April 15th.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know. Yeah, that Keith, that's fun. A lot of people who might beat you.
Yes, there's
right?
a lot of people.
It'll be great.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to KTG Week. I am very happy and I'm very excited about it. And you guys should be too. If
we
you're
are.
Listening
we really are.
To the sound of my voice,
them.
You know you should get tickets. And yeah, you guys should be too. You're going to be there regardless. But everybody else underneath the sound of my voice, you're going to be there too. So yay you. Yay. Go to your dashboard and hook yourself up with your free tickets. So I'm happy and I'm excited. This has been fun. This has been another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. And I'm going to wrap it up. So I'm out with keithandthegirl.com.